We serve an awesome God.
Yes.
We serve a mighty God.
Yes.
And He is mighty in our midst. And He is mighty in each of us. Amen.
Yes.
A very familiar scripture I want to begin with today in John 3:16. We all know it. But we need to know it more than we've ever known it before. The depths of God are so unsearchable. You know, we can just go deeper and deeper and deeper. Anyone that we run into just about knows the truth that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish but have eternal life. But sometimes they just know it because they've heard it. Sometimes they just know it because it's up here. But we must have that revelation deep on the inside of us. We must think about it. We must meditate on it. And we must live out of it. That God loves us that much. I told Nadine and John, because they were here early praying, I said, I don't get much sleep on the nights that I'm preaching. Because the Word is so alive in me. I'm just thinking on it and meditating on it. He's showing me this and showing me this and showing me this. But He wants us to be like that all the time. Whether we're preaching or we're just living our life day by day, we're just all we're thinking on Him. You know, we'll just get plumb excited. We'll just rejoice in the love that He has for us. Oh, what was I worried about? What was I down about? What was I fretting about? He loves me. He loves me. He loves me.
Amen.
With an eternal, everlasting love that fills me with joy even as I think about Him. Even as I think about His love. God loves us. And I want to look at a few other scriptures just to reinforce this. In Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 6, it says, For God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us. The great love with which He loved us. It's not just love. It's a great love. You know, it's kind of like that scripture. Some of you have heard me say that God gave me a revelation of the scripture that says, Greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. And as God was teaching me that verse and giving me revelation, just like He wants to give us revelation of everything, I knew that I needed to understand greater better. So God said it's like this. You know, we think greater is He, you know, greater than the devil, greater than the enemy. But we just see it as greater, not the extent of how much greater it is. So this is the way He showed it to me. He said, this is the difference. It's like the devil has one drop of water. And the greater that God is, it's like all the waters that filled the earth in the day of Noah. When the heavens opened up and the earth opened up, now that was a lot more water than a drop of water. Do you get a picture for greater, greater, greater? And then He showed me to do the scripture like this. Greater, 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 so much greater. I used to say it louder, but I'm protecting your ears. Greater, 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 so much greater is the power of God that is within us than any force or power of the enemy. See, so we need to get a revelation. His love is a great love. It's an awesome God. It's God, awesome love that God gives to us. Okay? But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace have you been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So He didn't love us because we were all perfect, because we did all the right things and said all the right things. He said we were dead in sins and trespasses. We were ugly. We were awful. We were mean. And He still loved us. And He still loved us greatly. And by His love, He brought us to Himself. And not only that, He raised us up to sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. It's not like, you're not down there. You, I love you. I want you close to my heart. Come sit up here with me. Come rule and reign with me. Amen.
Amen.
In John 17, verse 23, it says, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and love them as you have loved me. Now, Jesus is speaking here. And he's saying, Father God loves each one of us as much as he loved his son, Jesus.
Wow. That's just...
Tilt. Mm. You know, we need revelation. We need revelation. Holy Spirit, give us revelation. You know, we know how much the Father loved the Son. I mean, it was obvious. And we know that. We get that. But to know that he loves us with that same love, with that same intensity, with that same great love. He loved us. Oh, that better change our lives.
Amen.
In 1 John 4:16, it says, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. Oh, did you get that? We have known and believed. Not only known it, not only heard it, but believed it. You know, the devil doesn't want us to believe that God loves us. Anyone ever been attacked at that point? Oh, God doesn't really love you. Oh, well, you really messed up. You really blew it. God can't love you. It's a lie from the pit of hell. It's a lie from the devil that he tries to pervert the truth. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. You are loved. The Word says it. It's true. And we must do our part to believe it and to hold on to that truth. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love. God is love. And we're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. We're sons and daughters of God. And he is love. We have love. We have love. We have to see it, recognize it, believe it, hold on to it, nurture it, grow it, and use it. First John 4:8 again says, God is love. And then in Romans 8:38-39, for I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He just gives us a running list here. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Somebody might try. The devil might try. But it can't be done. Don't listen. Don't cooperate. Believe the truth. Receive the love. Walk in the love. It's a powerful thing. And we are to love God. Hallelujah, what a blessing. In Matthew 22:37-39, again a very familiar scripture, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Well, have you ever noticed that when someone loves you, it's pretty easy to love them back? You know, and God loves us with such a great love that it's easy to love him back, to respond back to him. We are called to love him, and not just a little bit, but wholeheartedly, with our whole being, with our mind, our will, our emotions, our body, our strength, our soul, everything about us. Is to love him. But what an awesome thing that we could love God, that we could give to him in that way. Love is a beautiful thing because it's of God and it's from God. 1 John 4:19 says, we love him because he first loved us. We don't know how to love outside the love of God. It's only when we see the love of God, receive the love of God, believe the love of God, that we're able to give out of love. You know, probably most of us know before we were born again, before we received the love of God, we thought we knew what love was, but we didn't really. It's only by the power of God, by the power of His love. That wonderful God, perfect love. 1 John 5:3, and I'm reading this verse out of the New Living Translation. Loving God means keeping His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. So we're to love God, and one way that we love God is to keep His commandments, to be obedient, to love His Word, and to obey His Word. Because, you know, just like the scripture I prayed in the beginning, we're to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. And love is wonderful, but it requires some doing. It requires some manifestations of love. God manifested love towards us when He sent Jesus. And He does it continually, have you noticed? I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Because God loves me. Now in each of these areas, there's many, many, many scriptures. I'm just giving you some of them. So you can go back and study it out and find some more. Because I had pages and pages, and I'm like, okay, we'll use this one and this one and this one. The Word is full of love because God is full of love. We're to love others. God loves us because we're the apple of His eye. Because we're precious to Him. Because we're His sons and daughters. But He wants us to take that love with which He loves us and give it out to others, to love others. So let's look at some scriptures that talk about how we are to love others. In 1 John 4, verses 7 to 11, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. I have a hard time reading that scripture because I'm used to sing it. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Love is of God. And as children of His, we're born to love. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. If God so loved us, we ought to love one another. I want us to look there in verse 9. It says, In this the love of God was manifest towards us. God didn't just say, I love you. He showed that He loved us. Love needs some manifestation. It needs some action. Faith without works is dead, the scripture says. And so, by faith, by love, God manifested His love to us. He showed us how much He loved us. By giving us His Son, by taking away our sins, by healing us, by delivering us, by blessing us, by providing for us. We look at the old covenant names of God, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He provided for us because He loves us and He wants to show us His love. Jehovah Nissi, the God of my victory, the God of my banner. He leads us in triumph and victory, manifesting His love for us and towards us. Jehovah Shalom, the God of our peace. He gives us peace because He loves us. And we all know that being out of peace is not a good place to be. We much rather be in that place of perfect peace. He will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him because he trusts in Him. You know, that's His love being manifest towards us. Here's peace. I give you peace. I thank you, Father God, that right here, right now, that you just release peace on every one of us. Yes. Because your love is manifest towards us. And part of who you are and express that love to us is peace.
We just choose your peace. We let go of cares and concerns and worries and other things. And we just drink in your peace. I thank you that you love us so much that you just pour out blessings upon us. Peace is a blessing. And your word says you richly give us all things to enjoy. I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, my healer.
I thank you, Lord God, that you reveal yourself as our healer because you love us so much. I thank you for a release of your healing presence, your healing anointing in our bodies and in our lives right now. Yes. We just receive. We just draw. Oh, yes. I thank you, Lord God, for your love and for your healing poured out for us. And we praise you for it, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. In Romans 5:5, it's a good place to be, isn't it?
It's like everyone can just sit in that place of peace.
He wants to manifest himself to us.
He wants to reveal himself to us.
He wants to show himself to us. In Romans 5:5, in the New Living Translation, it reads, "For we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love." Ooh.
We know how dearly God loves us. Because he's given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Thank you, God, that you love us so much. That the Holy Spirit has put your love on the inside of us. Another translation reads, "The love of God has been shed abroad or poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit." It's there. It's there. We have to recognize it. Walk in it.
But it's awesome. First John 3:18 says, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth."
In other words, he wants us to love, but he didn't want us to just say, "I love you." He wants us to show, "I love you." He wants us to not only say to him we love him, but to show him we love him. He wants us to say to one another, "I love you," but he wants us to show we love you.
Let me read that to you out of the New Living Translation. "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions."
By our actions. You know, it's got to be in our heart to flow out in actions. You know, we've got to receive his love. We've got to know that we are loved so that we can pour out love.
Yes.
To love our neighbors as we love ourselves means we're loving ourselves. Right. We're accepting, believing, walking in the love he has for us. Not condemning ourselves, but loving ourselves, because God wants us to. He said, "I'm pouring my love out to you and for you and on you. Believe me, trust me, receive it, and walk in the fullness of it."
Amen? Sweet, sweet presence today. Thank you, Lord. In John 13, verses 34 and 35, it says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is a pretty tall order, so to speak. I want you to love one another like I love you.
He loves us real good. And we need to love one another real good. the same love that he's put in our hearts, we can pour out to others. Not a limited love, not a conditional love, but an unconditional love like he loves us.
Thank you, Lord. It says, by this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Now God's put it in our hearts to share his love with others, to share the gospel with others, to advance his kingdom in the earth today. But the way that's going to be done is because we as sons and daughters look like sons and daughters, act like sons and daughters, and have the love and life of God flowing through us. They should be able to see, to recognize us, he says, by our love. By our love. So we can say all day long, we want to go win the world. We want to go witness. We want to go prophesy. We want to go testify. But it better be by love. Because that's what they're going to see and hear and feel. It's the love of God flowing through us. Amen?
Amen.
I have to say this right here and right now.
We are not yet perfected. But we are growing in it more and more. It says, he has begun a good work in us, and he will complete it. He will bring it to maturity and to perfection. Now, we're not going to always live up to the standard. But we're going to strive for it. We're going to move towards it. We're going to cultivate it. We're going to grow it in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
I'm speaking for all of you. Don't you like that? We are. Thank you, Lord.
Good declaration.
Amen. 1 Peter 1:22 says, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. I like that part. Obeying the truth through the Spirit. You know, we can't obey God outside the Holy Spirit that's in us. But then we choose to obey God, and the Holy Spirit in us gives us power and strength and ability to do that. The Word says he's in us to will and to do his good pleasure. He gives us the ability to want to and then the ability to do it, to follow through. Amen.
Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently from a pure heart. Lord God, purify our hearts. You know, just like David cried out, Lord, purify our hearts. Lord God, this is a prayer I'm asking you this day, to purify our hearts, that we may love from a pure heart, and that we may love fervently. We choose to love fervently. You know, God's pretty intent, you know. The zeal of the Lord filled Jesus. You know, he didn't do things just a little bit or half-heartedly. And we're his sons and daughters. Kind of like those sons of thunder. You know, we have the life of God in us. We have the power of God in us. And we need to go after it wholeheartedly. You know, people see that. Now, I don't mean an obnoxious going after it. You know, we've seen people that are just kind of obnoxious with trying to witness or testify or whatever. But he wants us to intensely love him. And out of the intensity of the love we have for him, to have an intensity of love for others. And to do it wholeheartedly. Our whole being.
And I know as Ken and I have ministered here and in other countries, that oftentimes it's the intensity of our heart that they see, that they respond to, that they speak about. Thank you, Lord. Romans 12, verses 9 to 10 says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Let me read it to you out of the New Living Translation. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection. And take delight in honoring each other.
You know, God has called us to love one another and to honor one another. And we just need to grow in that. You know, there's been sometimes, and I've shared with some of you before, there's been sometimes people that God set before me that were a little challenged in that area. Mm-hmm. And I particularly remember one time God gave me the scripture, know no man after the flesh. Like Paul said, I no longer know any man after the flesh. Okay, so let's get that by the flesh, what's going on, what they're doing, how they're acting, that hits me the wrong way. And let's love them like God loves them. Let's find the good. You know, when I did the message on looking intently, part of the word God said to me, find the good. Find the beauty. Look intently to see the beauty. Look intently to see the good. Look intently to see God.
Amen. They are created in God's image. We are created to love. God created us to love Him and to love others. We are created in His image. We're bone of His bone. We're flesh of His flesh. We're His sons and daughters. He created us to commune with Him, to love Him. And as He wants many sons and daughters, He's called us to love one another. It's a commandment. It's an assignment. It's a privilege. It's a natural response, a natural spiritual response to the love He has for us. To love Him back. And out of that union with Him, to want others to partake of that same love. And we get to do it together with Him. You know, that's the one thing I love. I remember one time Ken and I just ministered to a woman, and she got gloriously set free from years of captivity. And the next morning I was saying, God, I love to spend time with You. Always. I love to spend time with You. But then I found myself the next morning saying, and I love to do things with You. You know, that we understand when we're loving on somebody else, when we're sharing with somebody else, when we're caring for somebody else, it's out of our union with Him. It's out of our union with Christ, and we're doing it with Him. He's always in us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's always with us. And so as we do that, we're doing it with Him. And what delight, the lover of our soul, the one who created us, the one who loves us with a perfect love, to get to spend time with Him, not only in our quiet time with Him alone, but in doing things for others. We're spending time with Him. Amen? Let that be in our consciousness. We are called to love God. We're called to love Jesus. We're called to love Holy Spirit. And we're called to love His Word. And we're called to love others. You know, as I was meditating on this, I'm thinking, it sounds like looking intently. You know, look intently to God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Look intently to the Word. Look intently in others. So we're to love God intently. To love Jesus intently. To love Holy Spirit intently. To love His Word intently. And to love others intently. Intensely. Amen. God expressed His love to us and for us by creating us. We are created in His image. He loved us and He created us out of that love. He gave to us Jesus. That's an expression of His love. And the Word says He richly, freely gives us all things to enjoy. His love is manifest towards us by giving to us. He gave us the Holy Spirit. Thank You, Jesus. Because we believe in Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit. And receive the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, which we must have. Thanks. Well, not all of you, but a lot of you know that I was born again when I was 13. And then I got baptized in the Holy Spirit when I was 33, 20 years between. And I'm just like, oh my goodness.
2 years ago.
Yeah. And I walked in the fullness of salvation that I knew. And because I was so hungry for God, seeking after God, wanting more of God, hungry for the Word and in the Word, then He began to reveal Himself more and more and more to me. And that's how I learned about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and then Ken didn't know what to do with me. I am not the person he married, trust me. I was just very insecure and fearful and dependent and all those things. And Holy Spirit just came with a fire and with power that just changed my life. That's God's expression of Himself to me, to us, of His love for us, of empowering us, of setting us on fire, of pouring out His love with an intensity, of causing us to hunger even more for Him, that He reveals Himself more and more. And in that journey, then I learned about His healing love for us, about His delivering love for us, and on. If we just pursue God, He's more than happy to reveal Himself to us in deeper ways. And we never reach the end of it. It's so awesome. It's this vast treasure that we just get to keep partaking of. It's awesome. Yes. You know, He's just set that treasure chest open and said, come on. Take some. More revelation, knowing Him more and abiding in that more. He is faithful. I guess my favorite word to describe God is His faithfulness. He is always, always, always faithful, like none other. And that's an expression of His love. We can always count on Him. He is always with us. Again, an expression of His love. He's always with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's always with us. And we can just know that because it's the truth of God's Word. But God is so good in His love for us that He manifests that over and over. I mean, everybody felt His presence today, right? I mean, there's no doubt He just comes in because we look for Him. We praise and worship Him. We pray. He comes in a tangible, manifested way, which is wonderful. Lord, increase our awareness of Your presence at all times. Father God, I just thank You that we can just at any time choose to know Your presence in a manifested way. Yes. Just because we close off everything else and we just think about You and the truth of Your Word that says You're always with us. You're always with us. So I thank You, Lord God, for a heightened awareness of Your presence in our lives continually. And Lord God, create within us, I ask, that knowing and that moving into that place of more and more awareness and more intimacy with You.
Yes.
Of Your presence. That we can delight in and rejoice in and enjoy. I thank You, Lord. He forgives our sins. Not some of them, but all of them. Hallelujah. That's an expression of His love for us. He gives us eternal life. An expression of His love. He heals us. An expression of His love. I already talked about that one. And He delivers us. He sets us free.
says Jesus came to set the captives free. We sang that song this morning, I am free. You know, I just want to yell, I am free, I am free. You know, we've all been in bondage and captivity by things. And God continually is pouring out more and more revelation and more anointing to set us more and more free. You know, He wants us to be free. He loves us. He don't want us to be captive. He wants us to be free. It says, He who the Son sets free is free indeed. And it was for freedom that He has set us free. So let's go after Jesus, who is the one who sets us free. Our response to God's love. What should our response be to God's love for us? We need to believe it. We need to believe it. I believe you, God. I will not believe a lie. I believe the truth. I believe you. I believe you love me, and not just a little bit. I believe you love me immensely. I believe you love me greatly. I believe you love me continually. You love me. You love me. You love me. Forever settled in heaven and earth, I will not entertain another thought. You love me. We need to receive it. We need to receive it. Believe it and receive it. And then we need to live out of it. Thank you, Lord. We need to meditate on it. Think about it. If we think about His love for us, I mean, you can just close your eyes and just start thinking about God and how much He loves you. And pretty soon you'll find a smile on your mouth. I mean, it just happens. God loves me. He loves me so much. Oh, remember how He did that? Remember how He did that? Oh, God, you're so good to me. Think about it. Meditate on it. How good He is to us. How much His love is poured out on us. We need to enjoy His love. We need to rejoice in it. It's not like, oh, I'm loved, I'm loved, I'm loved, I'm loved. Yes! Oh, I'm loved! Woo! Sing, dance, shout. I'm loved. I enjoy it. It brings me freedom. It brings me life. I enjoy Him. I enjoy His love. And then we need to grow in it. We need to understand that there is love in operation in our lives because God's in our lives. But we can give Him more freedom and more opportunity. We can choose to love more than we've loved before. We cultivate it. We grow in it. It's the love of God changing us. And you know, the truth is, the more we love, the happier we are. Because we're more free, and we're giving, and the more we're giving, the more we're receiving, and the more blessed we are. Hallelujah. Yeah. Our response to God's love is to give it out to others also. He loves us, He loves us, He loves us. He gave it to us because He loves us. Oh, but we get to co-labor with Him. And He has a plan and a purpose and a destiny and anointing for each of us to go forth with that love. Giving it out to others. Expressions of our love to God can be by praising Him, by worshiping Him, by obeying Him in all things, by honoring Him, by listening to Him, by talking to Him, by spending time with Him, and by enjoying Him. He delights to see us delight in Him. These are our expressions of love to You. Lord God, we not only say we love You, but we show we love You. Because we praise You and we worship You. We spend time with You. We sit in Your presence and listen to You. We commune with You. We speak to You. We pray. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. God's love will change us. It'll make us lovely. Have you ever noticed the difference in a person who's got the love of God in operation in their life and one who doesn't? Oh, I think this person is more lovely. How about you? And you know, the truth is, we're drawn to the love of God in somebody. You want people to be drawn to you so you can share with them? Operate in the love of God. Because people will be drawn to you. People will be drawn to you.
Because you're lovely. And we're just more lovable. We're just more lovable. People want to love on us. They not only want to receive from us, they want to give to us. They want to love on us because we're lovable. Out of the place of assurance in God's love, we find confidence. You know, I said earlier that I was, you know, I had fear and I was timid and shy and all that stuff. Out of the love of God, out of knowing His love, experiencing His love, walking in His love, I got confidence. If we allow the love of God to work in our lives, we move in confidence. Confidence and assurance that He is ours, that we are His, that His love, His truth, His word, His power is in operation in our lives. And we become secure in that place. God wants us to be secure. You know, when we're insecure, we don't get a whole lot done. We kind of go this way and this way and this way. But once we stabilize ourselves in His love, then we're confident and secure and we can move out of that place. And as we allow His love to work in us, we become more powerful. Because people will receive what we have to say, for one thing. And another, because faith works by love. And so as we allow the love of God to fill our lives, then we're going to operate in more faith, more anointing, more power to get the job done. Our expressions of love to others is to give to them. We can give them words of encouragement. Sometimes they need help. Tangibly, you know, give them some food, what, you know, pay their rent, whatever they need. There's all sorts of ways to give love and expression to other people. But it's not always something. Sometimes it's just ourself. It's our time. It's our energy. It's our effort. It's our listening to them and caring for them. And speaking the truth in love to them. Speaking the truth in love, I have to put this little note in here. Sometimes people say all sorts of things and say, I'm speaking the truth in love, and there's really not a whole lot of love with the truth. But if we understand the fullness of what he's saying about speaking the truth in love, it's out of a relationship with a person that has a heart of love like God has for that person. And that will show them the way, show them truth. So we're to speak the truth in love. Our expression of love to others means forgiveness. We have to forgive others. That's an expression of our love to others. And we have to forgive ourselves, too. That's an expression of receiving God's love, because we forgive ourselves. Amen?
Yeah.
We refuse doubt and rejection and unworthiness. The enemy will come against the truth of God's love by wanting us to doubt. And we just have to say, no, I'm not doubting the truth of God's word. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me. He loves me immensely. It's the truth. I believe it. I receive it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for a deeper revelation in each one of us of the depth of the love that the Father has for us. We need to know it more and more and more and more and more. It's more to live out of. I have ministered to a lot of people that come into that place of unworthiness, and we have to get past it. It's the enemy. It's not what God's Word says. God's Word says we're worthy by the blood of the Lamb,
exactly.
That we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
That he has washed away all my sins. I am white as snow. I am pure before him.
That's right.
My own righteousness is his dirty, filthy rags. But his righteousness that I can have because I'm in Christ Jesus is perfect.
That's right. Sure.
And so the enemy will try to keep us out of the presence of God by saying, you're not worthy, you messed up, you're no good, you'll never count. You know, all those stupid lies. And we just have to shoot it down. Take those flaming arrows and shoot them at the devil. You know, I'm not believing that lie. I believe the truth. You know, and again, here's meditating on it. Oh, I am loved, I am loved, I am so loved, I am loved, I am loved. I mean, just think on it. Meditate on it. You know, when we teach on healing, you know, we say you need to get the truth of God's Word on healing and believe the Word on healing and see it manifest in your life. That is true. One reason I like teaching in that area, because it's true in every area. You want a revelation of God's love? Get into the Word. Think about it. Meditate on it. Speak it. Let Him give you deeper revelation and live out of it.
Yes.
You know, get victory in every area of our lives. Amen. Oh, and rejection. I'm one of those that suffered from rejection when I was growing up, and often that thing came knocking at my door. But God says you are accepted in the Beloved. Do I believe God or do I not believe God? I am accepted in the Beloved. I am accepted in the Beloved. God's not a man that he should lie in what he says he'll do. He says, you are accepted. I see you in Christ Jesus. So refuse that stuff. You know, those things that come knocking at our door that aren't what God says, just, no, I'm not opening that door. I'm not listening to it. I'm not believing it. I'm not thinking it. I'm not speaking it. I'm thinking about how much God loves me. And it puts a smile on my face. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the author and perfecter of our faith. And you are the author and perfecter of your love in us.
Yes.
Father God, I just thank you for your great message of love that you have so demonstrated to us, have so magnified to us, that your word of love is throughout your word. And we have tangibly felt and partook of your love. So I thank you, Lord God, that this day we all feel loved. We all know we're loved. And we choose to live out of that place day by day and moment by moment. We are loved.
Yes.
And out of that abundance of your love that fills our hearts and lives, we will minister to you and we will minister to others because you've called us all to be ministers. So, Lord God, I thank you for the anointing of your love bubbling up into every area of our life, in our mind, in our will, in our emotions, in our bodies. I thank you for your love being spread abroad in our hearts and in our lives by the Holy Spirit. And we choose to think on it. We choose to submerse ourselves in your love. And to be changed in that place. And to grow out of that place. I thank you, Lord, for transforming us totally and completely. We say, have your way in our lives.
Yes.
Fill us completely. Possess our lives with your life, with your love. And we'll give you glory and honor for it. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.